Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Jesus. Lord.
Yes,
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
She from Houston, like Auntie Yonce.
Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect. I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream. You cannot mess with the beast. This is like this many rings. Down around me. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the holiest thing. This is the beast that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it hurt.
Thank you.
see what song this is right here. No, give me this one over here. Yeah, give me a little bit of that.
Absolutely. The relationship conversation never sleeps. And guess what? The payoff is never cheap. Man, man, man. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. And we are, you know, you are in for a treat. And I am, too, because I don't know what you guys got for me today. So we all are in for a treat tonight. We are doing current events. So I hope you know what's been going on this week. Really, something that didn't happen this week. It happened a couple weeks ago, but I want to talk about it. Let me do this real quick. Where is DMX? Where is DMX giving us prayer? Because we want to, let me see, we want to remember the families that was affected 100 years ago. Their descendants that still live in the day, the families that was affected by the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre. We want to remember them. So right now, let's have a moment of silence as we remember those families that was affected by the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre.
me as well. If you help me to grow, when I keep going, I'm not looking back from nothing.
All right, all right. Let me say this. We are still in the days of Corona. I was supposed to say that. I forget. They're pulling down videos on YouTube when you say that word. But we are still in those days. So make sure, everybody, that you are, again, drinking water. Hold on. Make sure you're drinking this water now. Also, make sure you get you some vitamin C. You take you some zinc, you know, things that's going to build up your immune system. Make sure you're going out for some walks, running. Our platform, we talk a lot about dating and relationships. So that individual that you may be interested in, make sure you go ahead and go for a walk with that individual, okay? Make sure you go for a walk with them and, you know, tell them that you love them. Even if you don't, just go ahead and say that you love them. You know, I mean, do something. I don't know. Do something. Anyway, next up on the list, I see Big John in the building. I see Big John. Let me holler at John real quick because we got a special guest in the building. We're going to do an interview. We're going to do a quick interview with her. You're not going to want to miss that. Let me holler at John, see what he's been on. Wait, hold on, man. Wait. What kind of shirt you got on, John? Let me see that shirt. We wear the same shirt. That's what's up right there. We wore the same shirt tonight. Yes, I love it. I love it. Oh, man, I love it. Okay. Yes. I just felt like wearing this shirt today. Yeah, we represent today. I like it. Oh, man, what's been going on, man? Shoot, man, I've been out in the hood. I've been out in the hood, the hometown, for a while, like ever since last week. I was there Thursday. That's why I wasn't on show, because Thursday. And then I came back here like Friday and then went back on Sunday and then come back to yesterday. So, yeah, I've been in. I'm going to be back tomorrow. Then, man, just busy with the family. Yeah, busy with the family and Garrett. Yes, sir. So what you been on, man? I heard that. Who we got on tonight? Let me go ahead and get ready and bring all in. We have tonight, her name is Miss Lexi B. She is here to represent the company Secret, and her brand is Lexi B Living. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on our guest, Miss Lexi B. Good evening, ma'am. Yes. I'm doing good. How are you? Right. I know we've been hitting it up, chatting it up on Messenger, so now we finally get to talk face-to-face. Tell us about the products. Let me show everybody real quick. Ms. Lexi, she sent me a bag. She sent me a bag of products. I'm just happy. I used a couple of them, but one of them I did have a question about, but I'm going to let her go ahead and introduce all of the products. Okay, okay. So I want to let everybody know I really like the you gave it another name. I'm just reading off the paper. It's a Ocean Mist Body Butter. This right here for the men. This right here, you rub it. You rub this on your body. I'm trying to tell you, the scent stays on you for army all day. You ain't gonna be able to get it off. You can sweat, do whatever. The scent is there. Okay. Oh, the pomegranate. Okay. You know, it's been a while since I smelled what a pomegranate smelled like. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe when I bring John on to ask questions, maybe John might want that pomegranate. I had a question about the aftershave. Now, where do you apply this? Because normally I would apply it on my face, but I got a beard. Okay, okay. Okay. Cool. Yes. Okay. Come on, teach. Get them together. Come on now. Yes. Come on now. Oh, that was a skin routine, you know, properly washing and taking care of the face and doing it right. See, you know, we did a program on this probably, I think, during the summer or maybe fall of last year where we talked about just being a man, like things that you need to do as a man. It ain't even got nothing to do with dating, but washing your behind. Some men don't even want to wipe their behind. It's ridiculous. Some men think they live back in caveman days, and they don't want to wash their behind. I'm like, no, get you a soap and a rag, wash that bad boy, shower off, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And smell good and be fresh. They wonder why they're not getting no woman. Well, this is why you're not getting one. Absolutely. Anyway, I want to say this real quick. Also, before you all use these products too, man, make sure you wash your behind. It's not going to do you any good to use these products if you're not washing your behind. Okay, I'm done.
Yes. Clean job, everybody. Salt and oil scrub.
Okay, I put on the screen. I put the website address. Everybody, ladies and men, please go to this website address and cash mark. Right now, I'm going to bring in my co-host. I don't know what Jazzy is doing, but Let me go ahead and bring John in, see if John have any questions. I think you're muted, John. Yeah,
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I might have to get one of those. It does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, I can't stand them pre-workouts. Mm-mm. Thank you. way, that's going to be fire right there. No, I never heard of that. No, I never heard of that. Okay. Yes, yes. Wait, did on cooties? Yeah, I talked about it before the show, I mean, started. Right when the show started, I was talking about getting your immune system up. Sure did, you right? So, John, do you have a sweet craving? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, me too. I love me a good old what is it? Cheesecake. I love sweet potato pie, carrot cake. Yeah, I mean that right there. You sit those in front of me, we about to have ourselves a good time. German chocolate. And that's great that we can do that. We can tell where stuff is coming from. Like, you know, wait, my digestion system, you know, I ain't eating right. That's why stuff is popping up on my face. I love that. That's why a lot of times I talk about drinking water, because a lot of times different little bumps come up on your face because you ain't even been drinking water. And then sometimes, again, we got to go back to it. You just might have to wash your face. Anything else? Oh, okay. Well, I got a couple lady co-hosts, but one of them, her daughter is graduating tonight, so I understand they. But I don't know where God is Jazzy has. I don't know if she's up the building or what. But yeah, that's why I wanted you to talk about the women products. Well, you know, we got women that's watching it here. So yeah, we got a lot of women that watch the show. Mm-hmm.
Oh, a magnet. Oh. Okay. Wow. Okay. 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 Wow, so the magnet, you said that's a magnet and it was a mud scrub that you put on your face? Oh, mud mask, okay. Well, wow, okay. Ladies and gentlemen that's viewing, please hit up the website secretdirect.com/LexiBLiving. Hit her up, Cash Mob, Cash Mob. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, I appreciate it. Look, viewers, you getting a free gift for viewing my show tonight, and if you place an order with our good friend, our sister, Lexi B. Living. Can't beat that. Okay, all right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, y'all, hit her up. Hit her up tonight. Hit her up. Anything else, John? Because we're going to close this thing on out. Absolutely. I thank you very much. Yes, I thank you very much, too. We hope to have you back soon. Any new products come on your line, make sure you hit me up, and I'll bring you back on so you can let my audience know. Look at this. Look at that. You're getting free samples tonight. Come on, y'all. We out here doing these things tonight, y'all. Free samples. Thank you. We appreciate it. Well, oh, look who the show back up now. Oh, I'm ready to go in. I am ready to go in. I'm absolutely ready to go in. God is Jack. Jazzy, are you there? What? You know, man, don't make blue. Please don't make me pull up. Please don't make me pull up tonight. Oh, okay. Oh, that's what's going on. Okay, you know, I got a video. You know that video that you requested me to play? I can play that right now if you need me to. No, it's not the one where she twerking, but it's the one. John brought it up. You know what? I have never ever brought that up about the fact that you was twerking at night. After we got to talking about twerking, I never even brought it up. Wait. Oh, okay. Oh, now she don't know. Okay. All the people that was at the club that night, if y'all remember seeing Jazzy twerk, put a one. Anyway, you know what? I wasn't even thinking about that.
All real talk, because you know if I had pulled it out, it would have been over. It would have been over. We would have made World Star. To the window. To the wall. Boy, you haven't seen. Y'all. I ain't gonna go in about it because I want to play Jazzy's video, her favorite video that she loved with nephew Tommy when he be prank phone call this one lady. Jazzy said she loved that video. Have you seen the video, John? Okay, you know what? I ain't gonna play it just yet. I probably am gonna play it at some point, but I want to get into something else that's very important because tonight we're talking about current events, and man, we gotta already had DMX say a prayer to remember the individuals that was affected by the 100-year Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre, and we want to talk about that tonight because from Sunday to Tuesday, it made 100 years that this massacre occurred. And let me read. I got something to read real quick. Let me see. It was an article where it was talking about reparations and how, I guess, they put out a strategy of how somebody can get the reparations. See, I wish Mr. D, he the one that should be here reading this. I mean, he should be here watching this because he the main one that argues, always talking about, you know, because you know, there's been some states talking about giving the people that live there reparations, and he talking about how they going to do it. Well, let me just read a little bit. For those that don't know what the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre was all about, let me read it. It says 100 years have passed since a mob of white Americans with the backing of local political figures and police stormed into the Greenwood District of Tulsa, Oklahoma, also known as Black Wall Street, and massacred an estimated 300 African Americans while burning and looting the entire neighborhood. This crime, for which no one was convicted, was one of the most severe single instances of racial violence in the history of the United States, and is finally being openly discussed after decades of national silence. I'm gonna stop right there. You got anything on that, John? Do they really have to have a reason, John? It was black people flourishing. That's what it was. Oh yeah, that's right. I think they said it was a boy, black boy, got on the elevator with this white girl, and she later jumped off the elevator and said the black boy tried to rape her. That's as much as I know. If you watching and you know more about this story, I forgot all about that part what really sparked it. If you know more about this story, please don't be afraid to put it in the comment section. Oh, they said I'm breaking up. I think it was probably your fault, Jazzy, because it looked like you came off the screen. Am I breaking up, John? Okay, yeah, my internet be acting crazy at the house. Internet be acting funny than a mug, but that's what it was about. Anything else?
Right.
I hate when they do that. Right. Jazz, you got anything on that?
Same damn place. All right, well, let me finish reading. That was a section in here where a professor, he was actually a doctoral student at my college. Where is he? He was a doctoral student in my college, and it was quite interesting what he and another professor, Andre Perry, wrote and said. They said, in short, a black person who can trace their heritage to people enslaved in U.S. states and territories should be able for financial compensation for slavery. Meanwhile, black people who can show how they were excluded from various policies after emancipation should seek separate damages. To determine qualification, birth records can initially be used to determine if a person was classified as black American. Economist Sandy Darity asserts that people should show a consistent pattern of identification. Census records can then be used to determine if a person has consistently identified as black American. Finally, DNA testing can be used as a supplement to determine lineage. I don't know. That's a lot of work right there, but as it can be done to determine if your family was part of the one that's affected by this. What'd you say? Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah. Thank you. We got that. We got Mr. D. We got Mr. D on here. I'm a let me bring Mr. D in.
What's up, man?
Oh, you got
oh,
you
there, bro?
I can't hardly hear the conversation
y'all got going on. So what would bring me up to speed?
Well, you know
what,
what's
the conversation?
You got to go on Facebook. You got to go on Facebook here. But we was talking about the Tulsa, Oklahoma 100-year massacre. They've been talking about that all week. And I read a little bit of this article about how they said someone can get reparations, I guess, from this 100-year massacre.
Okay. First of all,
They had it outlined
that they're going to give them reparations, right?
Well, they say this
is right?
How you can, they said this is how you can trace back to find out if you was affected. They ain't said anything about they're going to give reparations, but, they, you know, a possible solution. You know how that goes.
Well, they're not, there's no way possible. They, you know, I'm European. And I'm about up to my yagabigoos with people hollering about reparations. Who in the name of coo-coo-coo-coo-coo is gonna get reparations from the slaves that Mr. Johnson had? Ain't nobody crying 2 cents about the slaves that Mr. Johnson had. Oh. I'm sorry, he had black slaves, he had white slaves. Oh, no, not white slaves. Oh, yes. So how do we trace their lineages so they can get reparations? Oh, my God, he even had Indians as slaves. Oh, goodness me, how do we trace their lineage? You see what I'm saying, man? Mm-hmm. Whoever concocted the idea about those darker pigmented people and some of the lighter pigmented people getting reparation for slavery needs to be kicked in the yazoo with some pointed-toed Stacey's, because there's no way possible you're going to be able to trace those people back so that they can get offspring to get reparations.
I got a question for you, D.
Okay, shoot me with your best shot.
So tomorrow when you wake up, your bank account will say $200,000 for reparations. What you going to do?
First of all, I'm going to slap myself and go back to sleep because I know that's not going to happen, because the political system is not set up to give those people that want reparations. It's not set up that way. And besides, there's been so many offsprings from the slaves that you'd have to give 360 million people in America, not including Puerto Rico and Hawaii, you'd have to give all of them people reparations, which means the United States would be flat broke, the economy would be dead. And besides, how you going to pay yourself reparations?
The
money's
got
to come from your taxes. And if it's come from your taxes, that means you got to raise my taxes so I can get paid my money back that you're supposed to give me for my great-grandma that was 126 when she left.
Mm.
I'm paying myself reparations? Where are these darker pigmented people getting their mind? Are they drinking the water from Flint, Michigan? Or what's going on with them?
He can't hear you. He can't hear you, John.
I'm sorry, bro. Well, I'm gonna have to go in the other room and get Facebook because I'm out here in my Lamborghini right now.
Oh, okay. You got the Lamborghini back up and running. But go. Okay, I'm gonna tell John to go ahead and say what he was saying when you get back to Facebook. You can hear it.
I tell you what, count to 10 and I'll be dead on it. Starting right now, 1.
Get your boy, Jazzy. What's wrong with your boy, Jazzy? What's wrong with him? He must be running low on Pepsi. No, I heard that. Okay, I hope he go back and play that in here. That sound pretty good. That sound pretty good to me. All right, what we going to
well,
go ahead and move
hey,
on.
Hey.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey. Are you there, boss?
Yeah, I'm there.
Now, listen. I understand about the black book. As a matter of fact, the black book is actually green. But look, explain to me, since I'm 10 million years old, explain to me how do you trace that lineage back, and how much money are you going to give each? Because, you know, at one time, those I wish I was African-American Negroes thought they was going to get 40 acres and a mule.
Somebody told you on the program one time that that's what we was going to get.
I mean, help me out. Well, see, you might need your 40 acres, but if you guys had really dug into it, you'd have found out that a couple of weeks after he said that, he rescinded it.
Oh, yeah, the general. Well, I can't think of his name, but yeah, the general kind of rescinded it. I had all kind of papers and stuff I was reading off of that one show. I ain't got my papers to read the statements of the general. But yeah, it's all a bunch of fluff if you ask me. I mean, I've never been caught up in begging for acres or nothing.
I understand your point, brother.
Did you hear that? The money.
I understand where you guys are coming from, but okay, yeah, the money's there. But it's just like anything else. If you get too much of it, it's no good. We can print as much money as we want to print. I'm sorry, not we, but the people with the power. They can print as much money as they want to print, but if after you get so much of it, it's no good. It's just like all of these people running out here hollering, Bitcoins, 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 Bitcoins. And then the bottom line is, they ain't even looking at the statistics. Bitcoins will start falling off the market now. It's starting to dip. Everybody running around here hollering, yeah, I made $10,000 in 1 week. Okay, did you look at the numbers today? Your $10,000 then became $2,000. Okay, I'm going to say this and get out of the way, man. Why is, and now the situation in Tulsa was really ugly. It was really ugly because, I mean, we had doctors, lawyers, accountants. We had some of everything in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But then you got those people that, believe 1 and 1 is 17, they didn't like the prosperity of the blacks. And somebody started a lie circulating that the blacks was taking all the money and everything. And the people coming from the service back at that time, those military people that was lighter pigmented, got upset and decided to wipe them out.
Mm. I mean, I believe that.
Why isn't anybody talking about getting reparations from Mr. Johnson? You know, the black man that had the slaves that was the senator on the East Coast?
Yeah, they don't know nothing about Mr. Johnson. They don't know nothing about him. I read a little bit about him, Anthony Johnson. Look him up, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Anthony Johnson. Black man, he was a senator during the slavery days, and he had slaves.
Still well,
if they dig into
their history, they'll find out that he was one of the ones that voted to keep slaves. A black man,
wow.
A senator, voted to keep slaves. Wow.
See, this is why we talk about stuff like this, because we are opening up things right now that people didn't even know.
Okay, T, I'm going to say this.
Go ahead, D.
Okay, now I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go grab me a Pepsi, because you guys are driving me to drink Pepsi. Hey, now here's the setup. It was all about money. Now, why is it that the people that consider themselves pro-black does not realize that the white man come from the black man? How come they don't realize that? It's out there in the books. Oh, I'm sorry. Most Negroes run from books like Dracula runs from the cross. My bad. I'll drink a Pepsi and listen up, man.
The white man come from who? Oh, he done left the building. Go ahead, John.
The white man come from the black man.
Oh, okay. Can you explain that? Can you explain that, D? You just can't say that and not give any explanation.
Okay, I'll do like Bernie Mac said. I'll get bucket naked with the truth. Okay, according to the King James Version Bible, the white man is the curse of the leprosy that come from one of Noah's sons. Oh, yes, the Bible is true because they found part of Noah's ark right there on the mountain that they count Mount Ararat. So, yes, the son was the beginning of the curse.
Talk about Ham.
Oh, I'm sorry. A lot of people ain't religious. Okay, let me say it like this.
You talk about Ham.
That's right. Oh, Ham and eggs. You're right. Oh, Ham. now see, the knowledge that I've just thrown out there over the last 2 or 3 minutes. Boy, that Jazzy, she got a hard picture on tonight, man. She might be ready to jump on somebody.
Hey. Jazzy,
no, but see, even.
Close your ears, Jazzy. You don't need to be hearing that.
No, but see, that's why I posed the question to a lot of people. And they can't answer it. How can a man love and hate himself at the same time? And I've yet to find anybody to answer that question.
It's quite simple.
It's
quite simple. Just like we have these black men that are policemen that are on duty with white men that disrespect black men, and they just let the white men do it. They let the white cops do it. I know a few black cops that just stand back and watch the white cops just disrespect and you know, talk all kind of craziness to the black guys they're arresting. But the fact that they don't want to lose their job, they just stand there and let them do it, even though they know that he's wrong. So therefore, that black cop, you got to go down with the white cop too, because you just stood there and didn't do nothing.
Well, I mean, you know, that's basically if anybody was checking out the news a couple of months ago, they had like about yeah, go ahead, Big John.
Yeah, Napoleon did that. Mm-hmm. Must be a delay. D got a delay going on.
Well, see, here's what it is. Big John, if you ever get a chance, read the 1619 Project. That is a book that knocked my socks off because I've been seeing, you know, I've been hearing a whole lot about this movement they got going on. And can you believe the author that wrote the book, 1619 Project, she graduated, or she got her degrees from the University of North Carolina. Now, she got two master's degrees, and she got a couple of doctorate degrees and a master. And the Board of Trustees at North Carolina says she's not qualified to do a tender at their school. But yet and still, they gave her all these degrees and she can go to another school. They did not like the idea that she was telling the students about the 1619 Project. Disclaimer right now. It's free. It's free on the Internet. You can download it. It's free. And a lot of schools around the country, is teaching the 1619 Project to their students because a lot of lighter pigmentated students as well as darker pigmentated students are finding out that they really want to know the true history. And the people up in D.C., the senators, members of the good old boy club, they're fighting so that it will not become part of the curriculum taught throughout all the public schools. But there are some teachers around the country that has downloaded that, and they've gotten permission from their district superintendent to teach that because it goes and it shows you a whole lot of stuff that the lighter pigmentated man has taken from the darker man, and the darker man is trying to follow behind the whiter man or the lighter man to get what's already his. That's a great book. If you guys get a chance, read it.
All right, okay. I'm gonna certainly check that out. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be back with another. You know, in church, John, they say the hymn of the evening. Well, tonight, this is going to be the song. This is going to be the song. It's by Jagged Edge, Remedy. Girl, I got the reeds to the D's to your body. We got the song of the evening. Remedy, Jagged Edge. One of Jazzy's favorite, sucker. I'm gonna address this. Wait, actually, if I do. You say something a lot, which... man... Okay. I'm hating on Jack and Ed. One of the best damn groups of the 90s. Girl, I got the keys to the lead to your body. Let's go, baby. Hey, you know what? Me being me, I ain't gonna be afraid to explain my part. I'm gonna just say it like, well, that's how I felt. Right. That's what I'm saying. Let them lose. Yeah, let them. I'll be like, man, y'all live y'all life. For real. So he willing to do whatever then, huh? Jazzy like Trey Song. The dude that sing that song True. The dude that sing True. What's the dude that sing that song? What's the dude that sing that song True? I just want to be true. Maybe I ain't singing it right. Hold on. Cut the baloney. She's not a groupie. She's not a groupie. See, the show was going nice. The show was going nice, but now look what's going on. Oh, you can look on my you can look. I'm gonna say, Jazz, you don't want to say nothing. Man, that's what I'm talking. We talking about being transparent. See, I guess you know somebody will be watching. That's what it is. Somebody watching. And she don't want to say who a groupie is in front of them. Okay. Let's move on. I'll give you mine. Because it's just a groupie. It's not like we're going to get the opportunity to fuck our groupie. But, you know, it's who. It's who we got a crush on. It's who we got. I mean, I got two crushes. I got a childhood crush and a present-day crush. Okay, childhood crush. She's from the hometown. That's my girl, Janet Jackson. And then on present day, you see on my timeline, because every time I look up, somebody keep posting pictures of her. That's Riri, Rihanna. Wait, pause. Oh, Lord. Hold on. Let me put myself back up here. Oh, Lord, Jazz. What's wrong with Riri? I can't say Beehive, because if I say Beehive, everybody going to come out of the hive and start trying to attack. But I wasn't going to say her.
Even though I did used to have a crush on her, but I'm not saying her. Go ahead, John.
You done messed the whole scenario up, John. Okay. That's what's up. Right. Keep it going. Yeah. No. But what I'm gonna say, for real, since we on the show, I'm gonna be diplomatic. Son, you too young to even make that type of decision. Come back to me when you become a teenager and let me know how you feel. And we didn't spoke about this before, so I think Mr. D talked about it. He's like, man, the little boy ain't even had a heart on yet. And he already said that. They said that he was saying that at the age of 3, John. They said that the little boy was saying that he wanted to be a girl at the age 3. Like, who really knows they want to be a girl at the age 3? So, you know, I'm like, man, no, come on, man. Anyway, if Rihanna been giving me play, hey, we'll be another Hollywood couple that divorced, just like all the other Hollywood couples be divorcing and remarrying and all that stuff. That's who we be. Now, John, you answered the question. Who is your childhood? Who y'all? I mean, I don't even say childhood, but who is your crush? Make sure your wife ain't around, John. Wow. Right. Get your boy Jazzy. Right. Right. Gabrielle, man. Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's bring this up real quick, cause Portia took this lady right here. She took this lady's husband before they actually got an official divorce. Portia met this man a month. And then within a month, they got engaged. But he still was married to Fallon. And both of them, they co-stars on Housewives of Atlanta. Tell me this ain't messed up right here. I think he's from a country in Africa, and he got money. That's all I know. This dude got bread. Yeah, bread. Yeah, I'm telling you, bread, because from what I hear, they say they're going to have like about three different weddings. Yeah, they're going to have about three different weddings. I mean, why would you need to have about three different weddings, though? Dad, get your boy. He said, he's talking about if she look like Portia or Fallon. Or what? I probably ain't pronouncing her name right. What's this woman's name right here? She co-starred on Desperate Housewives. I mean, Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, I don't watch that show at all. But, Portia took her husband, and it's pretty jacked up, though, man. But I'm just talking about it because it's been in the news. It's been hot in the news. So, I mean, she sure is. Hold on. I know John ain't capping. This woman is pretty. This woman is beautiful. This woman is beautiful. Yeah, she thick around them hips, though. I'm looking at them hips. She thick around them hips. Wow. I think so, too. You can see it. You can see it in our eyes. You can tell Portia's up to no good. And with this chick right here, I don't even know this chick, but just looking through the pic, I can be like, damn. She look like she gonna be faithful to a nigga. She look like she gonna hold a nigga down. She do. Girl, I got the key to the remedy to your body. If you see something you like, yeah, it's yours.
So you would take this one right here, John. So you would take this one over over Dick Portia. Over Dick Portia, you would take this one. No, John, don't count. Jazzy. Good boy, Jazzy. Man, hey, look, I can't be with no snake. And I mean, I gotta talk to dude. I'm like, how could you get engaged to a chick when you already married to a chick at the same time? Like, but you know what? If he from Africa, they have multiple wives though. So that's another thing. They got multiple. Let me wait. Your boy D in the building. Holler at him, D.
Hey man, I don't know what's going on, but if he got hooked up with your girl while he was still married, now he over here in America, so he got to play by America rules. But I bet you anything, it's right here as a PR stunt so that everybody can focus in on the show and get those ratings up so they can bump up the price of the
show. That's what D say all the time. It's a PR stunt.
It's just like your boy D Wade and his wife. Now, ever since a couple of years or so, everybody been coming out of the woodwork in Hollywood on a down low, and they just start sprouting wings, and everybody's hitting everybody and all that good stuff. Everybody done went freaky deaky. Here's my point. Could somebody explain to me how D. Wade and Gabriel Union got married, and the vows was, and these vows they made was supposed to be before God, where God said in his word that man had dominion over everything. And, you know, I ain't saw in there yet where he took it back. So man still is in control of everything in God's eyesight. Now, if D. Wade's son should happen to get in trouble right now, they're not going to go after D. Wade's son. They're going to go after the parents because they're still his guardian. You see what I'm saying?
You talking about that little boy right there.
I'm talking about D. Wade's son, you know. This little thing right here, he looks like he's taking a picture, but he ain't exactly happy about taking a picture. You know what I'm saying? It's like they told him, if you want this $4,000 allowance you're getting each week, you're going to go out here and you're going to make like you freaky-deaky, and we're going to roll with it like that and get you a career started. Now, look at your girl, Gabriel. I said it once, and I'll say it again, and I'm protected under the freedom of speech because they're what's known as celebrities, so they're easy target for the public. Gabriel Union, she's been a star long before Dwayne even got himself halfway together with basketball. She is in a different level than him. She is what's considered a PhD on the college level of life. She's been in Hollywood a long time. She's been around the Mulberry Bush 40 or 50,000 times. Dwayne, on the other hand, he hooked up with a beautiful-looking lady, and she's teaching him the ropes of how to be submissive to her if you want to keep this trophy on your side. You see, so D-Wade, I mean, it's not nothing I'm saying, but it takes Joe Brown on YouTube to tell you about D-Wade's son. I heard what he was saying, and it messed me up.
We gotta get the judge on the show.
I mean, how in the world do you tell how does a kid that haven't even had a chance to get a real Woody that I wanna be a girl? You ain't even busted your first go round and you hollering you wanna be a girl. Now,
he's running around in the right neighborhood to keep dressing like that, and one of them freaky deaky guys catch him and run up in him, and he's going to be changing his tune. I got to get a Pepsi, man.
All right. Man, but I ain't gonna lie, though. This girl right here, we back. Yeah, it takes him up off the screen, but we back on this girl right here. This my, man. Whoever married her again, married her the second time, you better not divorce her that time. Whoa. But let's get to Jazzy, though. Jazzy thinks is a PR stunt. Oh, no, I didn't know that. Oh, you just looked that up. Oh, okay. Man, Porsche still don't deserve it. Deal. You could have told us that before we went in on it. She just let us burn the girl. She let us burn the chick, and then now she like. Right, that's what I'm saying. Come on now. Yeah. I wish I had known before I went in on her, but I think it is messy though, even if it is a PR stunt and she pregnant with another dude's baby. Is that Porsche? I mean, I say at least could have waited till they were divorced. After that, I'd be like, hey, that's free game right there. That is free game. Right. So are we giving passes to Porsche? Because Porsche, I don't know. Porsche, it's another one I ain't never really vibed with on that show. I've seen the show a couple times when it first came out. All right, that Porsche, Nene, that's it, Nene. But Nene, you know, over the years, she didn't kind of calm down a little bit. When it first started, I could not stand Nene. Oh my God, I couldn't stand her. Man, I don't like no loud as hell type woman. She's loud and just full of drama. She just reek drama. You step in her presence and you bound to get caught up in some type of drama. What's all that? What's that? Oh, man. It's that time. We got to bounce about it here. All right, so let us get our final